Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Bron.
And welcome to the show. That was a pretty generic name there, Jack.
Well, you know, second time. Could have said brains, could have said beauty, but I chose Bron.
So what would happen, like, if you were being cast on this second time they've done brains versus bronze versus beauty? What would you fall under? Because I don't know if you would fall under any of these categories.
At this point in my life, I guess brains. I'd be smart. Look, I saw the last group of the brain people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on. I don't know these people. I'm looking at their bios here. And, mm-hmm. and it's funny. I didn't need them to put brains, beauty, and brawn next to their names. I could have probably figured it out.
Yeah, they fall in, you know, pretty...
most part.
Except one of the brawn girl I thought would be under the beauty.
She
doesn't look very brawny.
Who, Sydney?
I'm just trying to find her here. Yeah, no. Alicia?
Yo, the blonde one.
Yeah.
She's under brawn? I thought she was beauty. I might be wrong.
She looks like she weighs 80 pounds, so
I... She is brawn. She's the one who's the real estate agent.
I know, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so we have a new cast, and what's unique about this cast is this season was filmed before our last season, our Second Chance Cambodia season 31. It was filmed before it, and then for whatever reason, they decided to air the season we just saw before this one. I think it's the first time this has happened.
Now, does that scare anybody?
It can be a little concerning, because did they push it back like, well, we don't want to start this, you know, this year off or the TV season off with this one because it wasn't that good. I mean,
this is the second season, you know, the after, you know, the Christmas break stuff. And I don't know if this is more like replacement time,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? So it, like you're saying, fall season, boom, those shows have to be a hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to be. These shows, you know, we're running out of shows to watch. We'll watch this. So I'm a little worried.
I disagree. I think because this is also the season that leaves, you have the more time in between seasons, so they have to end kind of on a good note, right? To make people excited to come back in the fall.
I will say I had the same concerns as Jack, but after watching everybody's individual videos, I feel like this is a pretty good group of people. And it's with first-time players, it's just you never know. You never know because... it could just turn out that the chemistries don't mix right, doesn't show right on TV. They can't really do the strategy that they think they can do, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
But there's people out there that appreciate the kind of like almost more goofy, zany, unpredictable stuff that a new
waiting
cast
so
season can have.
Is making them wait, you know, because obviously you got to wait for whoever the three finals.
Yeah, that person's waited almost a year. I think they finished.
But what
filming
if you're
March, right?
Joseph Del Campo? And you're in the final three.
Oh, leave Agent Joe alone.
I mean, you're 72 when this show started, right? So he could be 90 now. It's like,
here's the thing. Joe is like buffer than I will ever be. So I feel like he should be okay.
Well,
that man is cut.
I'm just saying that maybe he's had some help doing that.
Oh, so you're saying he's juicing? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I don't know him. I don't know him personally, but, you know.
He's an FBI agent. I'm an FBI agent.
No, I think he's just badass.
He seems like a pretty cool guy.
So you're saying he went to Ohio State?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It's a Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves joke.
It's a deep Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
So let's dig into this cast here. I kind of put a little list of the cast together. This is kind of in order as their video things was up, and we'll kind of dig into each person.
Are we going to then say merch, pre-merge?
Yeah. Once we go through the cast, and then we'll kind of get. What are kind of predictions on these people?
Well, now, I don't know. The preview I saw one preview.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like most of them died.
That is the theme of the season. It's Ko-Rong. What could go wrong? And
so this whole,
which is
this,
a
my whole theory
been
about
beaten
Joseph
dead.
Complaining.
That's all, yeah, so annoying.
So my
right?
whole theory about Joseph complaining about waiting, so it may not. He might be already gone. Who knows?
So then it might be too soon. So there's a lot of medevacs on this season.
Yeah, the most ever, apparently.
I don't know if it's the most ever, but...
I feel like Jeff said in the season, like, the most people dying on the show ever.
Jeff says just Jeff raises his hand.
Get medic in here.
There were a lot of...
Jeff is not a survivor historian. He's...
No, there were a lot of medevacs, and I actually did have the same reservations that you guys did when we saw the preview, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to be, like, ridiculous. And then the cast list came out, and there's a woman on here who has alter egos.
She defines them as different personalities. Like,
so she's on the brains.
She has alter egos, and then you have Agent Joe.
Well, let's get into the cast.
And then you have Barack Obama. Don't call me Barack.
Yeah.
And then you have...
Actually, yes. he does look like Barack Obama. He's more muscly.
Let's get into it here. We'll break down our thoughts. So we'll start off here with Debbie Wainer, who Jeff Probst says kind of could be a coach, and I could see that. And I define her as Tiger Bathing Suit, what she'll be known as.
I don't even know what to say about that bathing suit. Jack, have you seen the picture of it?
I'm looking at it right now that the eyes are,
are the eyes strategically placed?
I'm guessing that. But she looks angry.
Well, apparently she's done everything. So hobbies, working out, flying, snowmobiles, horses, boating, playing piano, rescuing Boston Terriers and tortoises, juggling and reading, especially American and Roman history. So, like, and she was in the military. But she's in really good shape for 49 years old, I thought, you know. So she's there to play, but I feel like... there's a possibility she could be get on people's nerves if you're wearing a tiger bathing suit.
Pet peeves, I see the thing there.
Her pet peeves are.
I guess her and Colleen wouldn't get along.
the idolization of garish, repugnant, and supercilious people like the Kardashians.
Well, no, pets as fashion accessories.
No, I just like for my pet to have fashion accessories.
Oh, that is different. That is true. So
she's a Spartan.
Yeah,
she's
I don't know.
Describe yourselves, Spartan.
I feel like she's going to be a good character, but I don't think she's going to be a threat to win the game. What are your guys' thoughts?
I've never been called a Spartan. Is that she's a Michigan State fan? Maybe
or USC. No, they're Trojans. Never mind.
They're Trojans, yeah. Where's she from? Let's see.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I don't get it, Spartan.
Yeah.
Okay, that's her thing. She can do it.
I think she'll be entertaining, but I don't think she's going to last long. Or she's not going to make it to the end.
I hope that she goes kind of far. I mean, she is the only person on here that's like the older lady character, right? Everybody else seems to be
there's
late
some, 20s. There's some like high 30s on
well,
here,
next to Joseph, she's a kid.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Let's move on.
In Joseph's interview, did he say, I waited my whole life to get into this Survivor?
No, he did not. No, he didn't.
Oh, come on. That would have been perfect.
She is part of the Brains tribe. When I first watched the video, I was like, I could see that being Bron. She was in really good shape. I thought she was in really good shape.
I mean, my God, she was like a rocket scientist. No, she was a bomb diffuser. What did she do?
She has a very coachish.
She's a chemist, but yeah, she has a lot of tall tales.
I don't know how many of these are real, so we'll see.
I gotta get my resume going.
We should note that over the break, Jay and I did watch Heroes versus Villains, and then so Jay saw a little bit of Crazy Coach, but then I showed you some clips from Token Chains, and you really saw Coach.
Because my only experience with Coach was his third time, which I think he should have won. I wasn't a big fan of Sophie, but whatever. Neither here nor there. Let's move on to Michelle.
But Coach wanted to take the best of the best.
Yeah, who do we think? No,
an honor.
We have to say, where do we think Debbie's going to go?
I think she's a pre-merge boot.
You think she's
pre-merge? I think she goes to Dallas. I'm just saying that.
I'm saying pre-merge boot. That's my guess. I'll put it in here. I'll put it in the notes.
I got it.
I say pre-merge.
I think once people figure out she's a Spartan, she's gone. She could be the first to go.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying pre-merge, Jack.
I'm saying pre-merge. Do we get points for this?
You will get a point.
The best thing for Debbie Downer right now is that I picked her for pre-merge because obviously she's going to win it all now.
So Jack's saying pre-merge. And then Colleen, what are you saying here?
I am going to... You know what? I think I put her pre-merge when I did the tribe one, but yeah. I'm going to put her merge here.
Okay, merge.
Itch at your pets. Like that. Nice.
Might as well.
All right, merge. So these points will count to the total points of the entire season. So even though we'll have our normal tally the votes, these points will also go with those points. So total points overall. So more chances to win. All right, Michelle Fitzgerald, I called her the Muggle Wanderer with a bit of Jersey sass.
That's on the beauty, right?
She is on beauty. In her video, she talked about how she's a big Harry Potter fan. She did a lot of traveling, and she's from Jersey. She doesn't like the stereotype of Jersey Shore, but she can bring out the little Jersey sass. If
she's not orange enough. She cannot
be. She doesn't really have an accent either, so she's not really? That Jersey Shore to me, but.
She's quirky, though. She describes herself as quirky. Adventurous.
Well, she's from Freehold, New Jersey, which is not exactly near the shore. I mean, it's not, you know, it's
she
not
says
like
she's
super
like poverty.
In, but
she's going to try and flirt her way.
Poverty?
There's a couple people that mentioned poverty.
Everybody always mentions poverty.
Yeah, and saying, I'm going to flirt, but use it like, yeah, so.
I will note that she kind of reminds me a little bit of Malcolm.
Really?
What's I don't know.
Hold on a second. Malcolm has much better hair.
Oh, Malcolm has much better hair, hands down. But like, she's the bartender, but she's traveled the world a lot. Because I remember Malcolm was a bartender, but he also was a teacher, and he taught in the Philippines or something at one point, didn't he? So I don't know. On paper, she looks kind of a lot like him. Her pet peeves are overpriced alcohol, also one of mine.
So is this maybe like a soul connection here you're having right now?
Possibly,
with
possibly. She
charging
seems cool.
Charging me $2 for a drink.
Yeah, I would drink a cheap beer with her. Not a cheap beer. I'd drink a cheap glass of wine with her. Her inspiration is Harry Potter. I mean,
again, that's your jam.
Yeah, let's do it.
If I'm on there, I've already voted her off.
I just have to say that she's watched every season. She's a big fan, just like Malcolm was. So the more I see her, the more I feel like maybe she's gonna have a similar game.
All right, well, let's do the math here. I will say she is merge or post merge.
So you say merge?
Yeah,
I say she gets voted out
before you're pre-merge.
You're pre-merge?
Pre-merge, yeah, she's pre-merge.
Okay,
I'm gonna say merge as well.
So let's define the term. So we have pre-merge, merge.
Do you want to say top three finals?
So final three.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we won't say winner because we'll save that for when we actually have the tallies.
I'm going to say cool she could be the first one voted out.
You said that with the last one.
But I can't be wrong if I say it to all of them.
Okay. All right.
Do
so
have a 1
Carl,
in 18 chance.
Carl says you said merge as well.
Okay. I say merge.
The reason I'm voting her out, I'm reading her reasons for being on Survivor, she wants to be out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, but so she's done a lot of traveling, though, so I feel like.
But when you've done a lot of traveling, you still say, I want to get out of my comfort zone. It means she likes to be in a bed. She likes to be. She likes towels. She likes a shower. She likes a bathroom with toilet paper. I'm gonna say she's never. This could be a rough experience for her, so I'm voting her out.
All right. Well, so that's what we say. Jay, I say merge. Jack says pre-merge. Carl says merge.
I think that she could even go to the top three, but I won't call it yet.
I will. I'm gonna put a little denote.
If she had a tiger bathing suit, she could win it all, but she doesn't.
I'm going to denote Jax, both of his first two, with a one saying that he thinks they could be the first ones out. All right. So Neil Gottlieb, I called him the hipster ice cream man. he was a cubicle guy, big fan of the show. And he decided to like travel, join Peace Corps, and then start his own organic ice cream business. Even didn't eat ice cream, which is kind of weird. But he's on the Brains Tribe, bit of a character. What are your thoughts here?
I think he looks like kind of maybe has a potential to be a douchebag.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't get that vibe. I get more of a weird vibe.
Okay,
from him.
Listen. He drops that he had a life savings of $70,000 at age 28.
Okay. Yeah, drop in how much you have in money. That is a DB move. I will give you that.
And we'll get to another contestant later that talks about that much money that they like donated to like charity or something. So there's a little bit. It kind of stands out a little bit to me. He definitely seems eccentric. I'll give him that. That necklace looks like something that Savage would wear. all it needs
but I think
is a beanie.
This guy could pull off the Savage beanie, though, because it would fit.
Well, it's a, it, beanies work well with curly hair. Yeah. But I'm saying, with curly hair, that's when you have a beanie because you don't have to, you know, do anything with it.
I would love for Andrew Savage to come on our podcast.
I don't think Neil's going to win the game, but I think I think he could do well. I think he could do well.
So
but he's going to have there's not a chance in hell he wins.
He's going to have a problem with the Braun people.
The Braun, he's in brains he's right now.
I know, but he's going to have a problem with them because he doesn't like heroes. He doesn't like, you know, he's probably...
He could be the first
one voted
out. You can't say that for everybody.
He also thinks that he relates to Parvati.
That's what they all say.
After
watching Heroes versus Villains, Parvati should have won. I thought she did. She had the best game out of that game in Heroes versus Villains. I thought Parvati absolutely had the better.
Russell was amazing to get JT to.
But he didn't get him to. JT was just an idiot that gave it to him.
JT won it all.
No, that's because of Steven. Hero. That's because of Steven. Don't even.
I let JT win it. I can't.
Don't
let
bring that up to Steven. I want someone to say they're most like Steven Fishbeck. And they just cried the whole time.
I think Spencer in his bio had said he was most like Stephen Fishbeck. In his first bio.
Which is funny because in the last season, he became the Stephen Fishbeck of that season.
His journey was complete.
Yeah. Parvati definitely. Because Parvati, like, worked. She had Russell wrapped around his finger. So
maybe we should
I can't remember who that was. Sandra won it, right?
Sandra, yes. Yeah. So the final was Parvati, Russell. And
I got to be honest here. She's won it twice. Spoiler. She's amazing how she won. Terrible challenges. She didn't care what anybody thought about her.
Because she has the anybody but me game. But really,
she was rude to people, and she still won.
Because she's badass. Well, too. No, I think Sandra.
I like Sandra. I think she's a great player, and I thought she was fun during that season. But I think
she's fun to watch.
She benefited from being Russell in a perfect Parvati, final two and final three situation both times. Like,
and the only reason they took her was because they thought that they could beat her.
Yeah. but yeah. Anywho.
We should keep this.
Yeah, keep
going.
Moving on here. Neil Gottlieb. I'm going to say makes the merge, Mr. Neil.
I think that Neil is either going to be the first person out, or he's going to go to the final three as a goat.
Well,
I'm not even
kidding. One or the other. What's your thoughts here?
Also, I accidentally just typed Eric on these notes because of Eric Reichenbach.
I'm your ice cream man's.
I predict he's going to go to the top four, and then he's going to give his immunity away, and he's going to get voted out.
So that still just merged. Well, actually, no. Jack, you're next. I'm sorry. I skipped.
I can't say everybody's going to be pre-merged. I got to take a merge.
Well, you don't. We have a lot of players to get to still. So.
I know. I'm looking at this guy. I'm going, maybe someone feels sorry for him. He's kind of goofy looking.
His bio is like hella long.
Yeah, it is long. I'm going to go. He makes the merge. What the heck?
Okay. All right. So
he looks semi-athletic, so maybe he can make the merge.
Well, in his video, he said, I ate a lot of ice cream because I wanted to pack on the calories, and hopefully by like the 25th day, my six-pack will start showing, and then I'll be ready to win the game. So I thought that was funny.
He also hopes that he's like his Uncle Larry, who he admires, because he's a tough guy and has done larger-than-life deeds, like finding 55 pounds of cocaine off the coast of Florida.
And he snorted it all.
And he died.
All right, Colleen.
I only bring that up because we've been watching Narcos for the binge watch.
So I see where you got a $70,000 investment.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, 10% was lost to Rat Chew. All right, Colleen, what's your pick here?
I'm going to go with pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay.
I
said merge. I'm feeling your guess of... possibly the fourth, that four spot. I think that's a good. I'm going to notate it here on mine because I think that's a good call by you. All right, so we have Scott Pollard, former basketball player, and now the tallest survivor to ever play the game at 6'11".
And he just wants to beat Uncle Cliff.
But here's he wants to go farther than Cliff Robertson, right? And I like his strategy because there's been, you know, sports stars on the show before, but he says that
he'd have much of a more of a bio.
Well, he said he's going to say that he's a basketball player and he has made a lot of money, so he's just going to be honest and open with it from the beginning.
Bye.
Well, because
bye, Felicia.
In his mind, he thinks, and I kind of appreciate this. He thinks he's gonna have a target on his back anyway. He's 6'11", 310 pounds. He's a big guy. They're gonna think he's an athlete. So just come out and say, "I kind of."
Well, he's got
that chutzpah. I can appreciate there.
Like you said, he can't really hide that he looks like an athlete. I'm sure someone's gonna recognize him too.
Yeah, they all. Yeah, well, every other sports star has tried to like, you know, oh, I didn't do, you know, like. So what are you trying to hide?
Right. But that said, the only athlete, the best person that the person that's done the best, there we go, has been Jeff Kent. And then the only person that knew he was Jeff Kent was somebody that, you know, he managed to vote out before they could out him.
Yeah.
So generally, athletes don't tend to make it to the merge.
Because Jeff Kent didn't really look like an athlete.
Right.
No. Well, he's a baseball player. It's a different...
I do like his pet peeves though. People who are late and not loyal. Wrong show. wrong show.
Yeah, I concur.
So what are we thinking here? I'm going to say pre-merge. I don't think to Jack's point here. He's being honest. I appreciate the honesty. I think it could be something that get him far. But if I'm going on the odds in this one, I'm saying he is pre-merge.
I'm going to say he makes the merge because I think someone's going to be smart enough to say, okay, I can use him. Until I don't need him.
Take the Jeremy Meat Shield approach.
But he's not.
Yeah, because
he's
huge. I mean, he'd have to be dominating somebody. If they have some of those water challenges where they have to drag the people along, I mean, he's just going to be huge in the challenges. You have to keep him.
He doesn't even have to swim during the swim challenges. He can just walk.
No, just walks on. And I think you look at him, he's a big guy. And they'll use that. Well, at the end, you can say, well, he already has money. Not that that should mean anything, but you always hear that topic brought up. So I think he makes the merge just because of his athletic ability.
All right. Well, there you go. All right, Colleen, what are you thinking here? Pre-merge, merge, or final three?
Pre-merge.
Okay. Yeah,
I would
love
to be proven wrong, though.
Well, so I guess Cliff is the furthest going out of those types of people, he said anyway. So he wants to make it further than Cliff. So we will see. We will see. All right. Now it's up for Rudy 2.0, Joseph Del Campo, 71 when he shot this. I think he's going to be a fan favorite. I think he seems like a really
fun guy. But he doesn't
seem
like Rudy fun.
No. But he has an FBI background.
Agent.
He's a PI now. He has a lot of life experiences, and I think he's... I don't know. I think he's going to be a fun guy to watch.
Oh, I love him. I hope he wins. He's going to be my Steven of this season.
Does he cry?
No. He.
Are you crying?
Have you seen him? I'm pretty sure he's never cried.
But the dude's cut. He's 72 and he looks like 59.
He
like,
does
he's
look
like
59.
So, you know, I just...
That's quite the compliment. He's 72, but he looks 59.
Like, when I watched the video, he comes... Like, they have, like, him walking out of the water. So I was like, dude, like...
Is he just big, or is he athletic?
I guess athletic. He was in the FBI. He's very...
Okay, I've watched the following.
He doesn't
FBI,
like,
stop!
Here's the thing, though. His inspiration in life is St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Oh, okay.
And we actually just sent money to St. Jude's.
You don't like a guy like
so
that.
So I feel like I'm on the same wavelength with Joe.
Did you give your life savings of $70,000 to St. Jude's?
I did not. I clicked the box that said $40.
Well, then I guess you're not as good as Neil Gottlieb, all right? So I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to say... Oh, it's not my turn.
Well, okay. So I'm going to say...
Pet peeve is people who whine, also on the wrong show.
Yeah.
I'm going to say pre-merge. Like, I feel like I don't think it's because he because there's going to be a lot of medevacs. I don't think he's going to be a medevac, but I don't know if he personality-wise, he's on the brains. I don't know how he fits in.
I was chit-chatting with Shut Up Tim last night. Or last night? No, when was the Super Bowl? Sunday? And they showed the preview?
Yeah.
And he's convinced that based on that preview... Agent Joe is the one that's laying down, and when Jeff says we need a medevac, but I think that yes, he might be laying down, but I think that it's a misdirect.
Yeah,
when he says like, because they don't, like, I feel like they cut to him.
Well,
saying
again,
we need a
half
medevac.
Of the cast might be going home this season if we take Jeff Prep seriously.
Did you need a medevac or your social security check? What is it that you need?
So I'm saying pre-merge. Jack, what are you saying here?
He could, again, he could be the first one voted out.
Stop it. I can't say
that. If he's not the... Well, I'm using my old person logic here. If he's first person voted out, maybe he does Rudy it. And people think, okay, he's not a threat. He looks like he's strong enough to be competitive in the challenges.
Yeah, that's going
to
be tough.
He's on the brains. He could be maybe good at puzzles, which is a key for Survivor now. I'm going to say he makes the merge.
I hope he makes the merge.
I mean, I like to see an old guy make it. So, you know what's more impressive? He's 72, and look at the hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a wig.
No, he's going to be on the ocean and the water and stuff. That can't be a
wig. He's got good glue.
All right, so, Jack, what did you say again? Pre-merge?
Merge. He makes the merge.
All right, Carl, what are you saying here?
I think he's awesome, and I want him to win.
Okay, so you're
saying
final
three? I don't think that will happen. I think he'll also probably be pre-merge. Because
what if he turns out to be the biggest jerk?
He's not the biggest jerk.
I don't sense that from his video at all.
Listen to his inspiration in life. So this St. Jude's Hospital that he primarily deals with pediatric cancers. No child is denied treatment on race, religion, or a family's ability to pay. Somebody that's actually actively thinking of that is not a jerk.
All right.
Maybe it's just a play. He's just trying to play to your heartstrings here. Yeah. But anyway, so Carl, you're saying pre-merge or final three? You're kind of...
I hope
much
he
like
wins.
Jack, you're playing
both
sides.
I want him to win so bad. Okay. I want him to win like I wanted Steve to win.
It's not about what you want.
But I think he's going to be pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay.
So everybody says pre-merge?
No, Jack says merge.
I said merge.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, you're my hero.
All right. Caleb Reynolds could be a controversial figure in this season. Beast Mode Cowboy, as he was known on Big Brother.
Who seems like he's the second coming of Brandon Hance.
That's the rumor. That's what people are saying.
Yeah. So he was on Big Brother?
He was on Big Brother.
So why are we having him on this show?
Because of how well Hayden did. But so this guy's claim to fame is that he was borderline stalking a woman on Big Brother that he was in love with. But then she got kicked off, I guess, kind of midway through, and he was relatively more normal for the last half of the season. Now, I don't watch Big Brother. That's just what I have heard. I've had the fortune to have done another preview podcast already on this with people that do watch Big Brother. So Caleb is a beauty. I don't know if that's the tribe I would have put him on. I think I would have put him on Brawn.
Yeah, I would put him on Brawn. He seems like a meathead to me.
He's an army vet. So, you know, I'll give him some.
He's an army veteran, too.
He's an army vet, so I'll give him some props for that.
He doesn't like texting and driving or nose picking.
Especially
texting and driving and nose picking at the same time.
We would not get along because, you know, I pick my nose and Zach's nose all the time. Actually, I do pick Zach's nose all the time.
You have to. He always has boogers hanging out.
He always has boogers and he never lets you get them. So you got to, like, get in there. The only thing that raises a red flag to me is that his inspiration is in life. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I don't have a problem with that in real life. But generally, the people that say that on Survivor
are the worst people.
Michael Scoopin.
I think we're
after
done.
After the fire, the fire still burns.
Oh, that was the worst. Brandon Hands. Again.
God. Yeah, we'll see. I feel like this guy, I feel like he's going to be a tool, and I'm not going to like him very much.
I think I'm going to not like him, but at the same time, I'm going to like him.
But apparently, he says he was called Beast Mode Cowboy for the success in challenges that he had with Big Brother. Will this translate to Survivor? Who knows?
Yeah, you know, if he can make it through a war zone for 11 months, he can make it through a jungle for 39 days.
All right, so I'm going to say he's strong enough to keep till the merge and then get booted off. But I feel like he could be annoying enough to where they pre-merge boot him. So I'm going to say... No, I'm going to say merge. I'm going to say merge with this guy. All right, Jack, what do you say here?
I'm saying merge.
Merge. And then Colleen, what are you thinking?
I think he's merge all the way. I do. Except I think that he might be one of the medevacs. I just have a feeling.
That'd be interesting.
So I don't know if that counts like pre-merge or merge medevac. But if he does not get medevac, I think he makes the merge.
All right. Well, let's move on here to Peter. Don't call me Obama Baganestos. If you watch the video of him, he looks like a buff
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. He's a doctor, ER doctor.
I'm just sad that we don't have somebody that looks like a buff Donald Trump. Oh, I think that you can make a case that Agent Joe looks like a buff Biden.
So instead of voting people.
Buff Biden. Okay, maybe.
instead of buff Donald Trump, instead of voting him off, he just goes, I voted, you're fired.
You're fired off this island.
But interesting guy, you know, and it's, and I know he hates being called Obama and having, but he looks just like him. He looks like a more buff President
he's
Obama.
Definitely
he's
more filled out. Obama. He's definitely more filled out Obama.
Yeah, but he looks like his ears, the face. Anyway, he's a more chiseled Obama. I know he hates
Obama.
It, when you watch the video, you hear him talk.
He's a Swiss citizen, actually.
Oh wow, good for him.
But
wait.
ER doctor.
I feel like he might
so he's,
be.
So he's family.
Yes. Yes. Well, family for you.
Yeah. So I gotta say, he wins it all.
Yeah. Go, Dr. Pete.
Well, then he's probably pretty neutral.
Well,
right?
This is not. I feel like he's watching.
He's probably
this video.
Like going, I'm sorry. I'm from Switzerland. I can't vote anybody.
I think he's going to be a hothead. I think he's going to be a know-it-all doctor.
I feel like he has the know-it-all doctor kind of feel to him. That's when I was watching the video. He's not going to make a lot of friends, and he's not winning the game. Not a
you
chance.
You think doctors are pretty arrogant?
Well,
yes.
You know, it's yeah.
Yes, I do say that.
Here's the thing. Here's
someone
the thing.
Listening. You might have performed.
This is my opinion on the matter.
I appreciate doctors. They save lives.
No, but here's the thing. If you're going to be an ER doctor, you have to have this arrogance about you because you are being thrown into the fire and you have to make these decisions.
Like Michael.
And-
who also molested little babies. No, I'm just kidding. Just looked at child porn. He didn't molest anybody. I'm just kidding.
All right, moving on. So,
guess technically child porn could be 17 or younger.
Moving on. I'm going to touch that one.
We won't. Wrong choice of words.
God, stop. All right, moving on.
He just had a Ponzi scheme.
He's a Bernie Madoff. Regular Bernie Madoff. Okay, so.
He's a burning Madoff.
Hashtag Jack for the win. That was awesome.
All right. So I'm just saying, for an ER doctor, you have to be arrogant because you have to be able to put yourself out there and say that you're going to win. You're going to save these people's lives. So I get it. But I don't think it's going to translate well to Survivor.
No, but I think it will be good, though, in the heat of the moment for challenges that he'll be able to.
You know, could he be kind of a Jack Shepherd kind of character here on the island? You know, have all these daddy issues, trying to work through it. I mean.
Wrong island.
Okay. So I'm going to say. But he's strong. He looks strong. So
he
I say
been,
he could
have been on any one of the tribes if you look at him.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's whoa, okay.
Trust me.
Politos. So I guess that confirms what I was thinking that he could have been on all the tribes.
He can Barack my Obama anytime.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Happy birthday.
And he's 34, so he's only 2 years older than me.
That's right, you're old. All right, so.
I am old. My favorite thing, though, about this bio is that he's pet peeves are bros and know-it-alls, but.
I feel like he's a bro and a know-it-all.
I know.
He's a self-hating bro and know-it-all.
The Survivor contestant that he's most like is Pete from the Philippines, who fans famously call Pete Bro. Pete was the one that started the idol trouble. Abby's boyfriend, Abby Maria's new boyfriend.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So,
yeah.
What are we saying here? I'm going to say he's strong, but I think he could get really annoying. So I think he could be a pre-merge boot. So I'm going to say pre-merge.
I'm going to say makes the merge. I have to.
Okay.
I think he's going to be. I think on the tribe show I said he was pre-merge, but the more that I kind of look, I think that he might be like the merge boot, like the savage you keep around until.
Okay.
Because you need to win. I mean, plus, he's on the brains, and it's not like the brains have a whole lot of.
Will the brains self-employed upload like the first time?
Maybe, but it's not like the brains have a whole lot of brawn on them.
Yeah.
So,
but
we'll
their
see.
Most brawn was the one that kicked out second. You know, dummy.
Garrett.
Yeah. All right, Nick Mariano, devious life coach, definitely a bit arrogant. On the villain side of things.
He looks older than me, but he's 30. Just want to point that out.
I'm personal trainer.
But he's saying personal trainer, but he's actually a life coach. So he's saying personal trainer to kind of not have to give any more details okay. about it.
He actually blogged about Survivor Cagayan for Rob Has Podcast. So yes. he knows Did a little he? Bit about this format.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think he has the skills to go far, but I think his arrogance will make it so that he can't make it to the end. That would be my concern about him. Because, like, when I first watched, like, oh, he could win. But I feel like he's really coming on strong about how smart he is, how good of a listener he is, how much this is going to help. So I feel like that, in the end,
so
people that say they're smarter than everybody else don't really make it to the
end. His two contestants, he's like Courtney Yates and Jonathan Penner. I don't get that combo.
Well, Courtney was we only saw one season of Courtney, but Courtney she's was fun just, and devious. And then Penner is a storyteller. That's what he does.
But he's a story, but he's arrogant. I don't know if Courtney Yates was arrogant.
Well, we're gonna actually watch China soon, Jay and okay. I.
If he's like Penner, he's out.
All right, so I'm gonna let's just go here. I'm gonna say. I think he can make the merge, but I feel like he will self-implode towards the end and not make it. So
I kind of like that he says that the three things that he would take on the alcohol on the island are alcohol, truth serum, and a vacuum.
The hell you need a vacuum for?
So people think that I'm dumber than they initially thought.
I'm going to say he's picking two people that he's like that never won.
Okay.
And never came close to winning.
But we're fan favorites.
Well, Penner could have won. Because remember, what's her name came up to and asked
Lisa.
Him? Yeah, Lisa. And he could have been there and he blew it.
And he blew it.
Maybe
so
he just didn't want to work with Scoopin'.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
he knew there was a darkness there.
We'll stop the Scoopin' jokes.
Now we see why. But I'm going to say now he's eliminated pre-jury vote, pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay. Colleen, what are your thoughts here?
I'm going to say pre-merge, too. I think that his arrogance might drive them a little crazy. Jay, would you say merge?
I said merge, yes.
Okay.
All right, let's move on here to Kyle Jason, the bounty hunter. and, you know, military background and, like, private kind of military. And now bounty hunter.
Serial
like a
killer.
Hey, just his video, though, I liked him. He seemed like a very level-headed guy.
He probably is.
His appearance makes him not seem that way, but I really liked him. I thought he was a pretty straightforward dude.
I concur.
So I see he's from Michigan, so bad drinking water won't affect him.
Yeah, he's already used to that. He doesn't even need to boil the water.
Yeesh.
I'm kidding.
Look, we just hurled some accusations at somebody who's innocent until proven guilty. So I think we can joke about drinking water that has.
All right. So he says the Survivor contestant you most like, Russell Hance, because he's the only person that has ever truly played the game the way you should.
This is where he kind of lost me a little bit because Russell played the game. I mean, you know, he did well to get to the end twice in a row, but like, I don't know if he played the game the way that he should.
Russell should have won it first.
But see, here's the thing.
He should have won the first time. I don't think he should have won the second time.
Yeah, Jay watched Samoa. I actually have not seen that. But he obviously did something wrong if they didn't want him to win, if he didn't get voted for. So he technically didn't really play the game the way he was supposed to.
Well, he
was finding idols like it had never been done. But now it happens all the time. But he just was. He was so clever at getting people to switch and do
things. Oh, yeah. I mean, again, a lot of things
but
he did
his
really
problem was
well.
His ego is what cost him the...
I think
he's the greatest player of all time.
I think there's a bit of... It's a balance, right? So I think there's things I think Russell did amazing and better than most anybody else. Like being able to convince Tyson to flip the way that he convinced him to flip.
Right.
For no good reason. Why is he listening to him? But he is. So again, there were some really good things, but there were some also with Russell's gameplay, really bad things where, you know, just outright, you know, calling people, you know, very derogatory name, not derogatory, but, disparaging names and you're idiots, just calling people out. And it's like, okay, these people are going to be on the jury and they're going to be ticked off about you. Why are you being such a jerk?
It was definitely
on Rupert. Come on now. You don't get into a argument with America's favorite jury member. Survivor sweetheart, Rupert.
Always a jury member, never the winner.
You gotta stop saying stuff about me.
But that's my problem with Russell Hanson's game. But I didn't get that sense for him in the video. We'll see how it plays out.
No, he seems like he'd be much easier to get along with.
Yeah. He does say he's blunt. Loud, blunt, and hilarious.
I didn't get that from his video, but again, we'll see how it plays out in the game.
Because you know, when you're stuck with someone for 39 days and you're not eating right, sleeping right, you want to be with someone who's loud, blunt, and hilarious.
That describes Abby Maria.
Yeah. Well, she stays along because she can't win.
Right. So maybe that's something for Kyle. I don't know, but I think that he's going to be a lot easier to get along with than, you know, we might be thinking. The only thing that concerns me is if Braun loses, and I think that it could actually come down to Kyle because of his physical appearance, or Nick because he seems kind of maybe douchey. So I think that Kyle might, I don't think that Braun is, I think it's going to repeat like in the first season. I don't think Braun is going to go right away. But I think that, all right, I'm going to go with Merge for him.
Okay, Merge.
I hope. That's a wishful thinking.
Wait, it's my turn.
I know, but you were taking too long.
I'm going to say Merge, Colin. Jack, what do you say?
Well, I'm reading his Survivor contestant, who's Russell Hance, because he's the only person that ever truly played the game the way it should. The only difference is I wouldn't wait so long making things disappear.
Didn't Russell start hiding things the first day there?
Yeah, yes. He burned socks and all that stuff. I'm going to say just because of that, he's gone before the merge, because nobody wants to be around a guy
that
like
said,
that.
He is playing for his daughter who has autism and needs the money.
No, I'm
going to
change mine. I'm going to say final three for this guy. He's going to be my first final three, because I was kind of feeling it. I'm saying final three.
Now I feel bad, but I see, just haven't read that part right there.
I know you kind of get nervous when somebody says they're most like Russell Hanse, but it's like you either say you're like Parvati or Russell. And then
I have no problem with people being like Russell Hanse, but when you start taking people's stuff just to mess with them, if somebody finds out, you're gone.
Yeah.
Unless you burn the rice and you stay another couple days.
He is a longtime Survivor fan, though. He thinks Rudy should have won season one.
Well, of course, his military background makes sense. Yeah. All right. And Carl, you're saying pre-merge, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying final
three. No, I said merge. I said merge.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I said pre-merge.
Yeah.
All right. Julia Skolowski, a lot of life experience for an 18-year-old. One of the youngest contestants ever, just out of high school in college.
I'm calling it. We don't have to just talk. She's first one voted off.
Really? Okay.
No, she's pretty. I think she might get that Jeffra.
I'm saying. Well, I'll just go into it right now. I'm saying she's one of my final three picks. Like watching the video, she seems very smart. She's wise beyond her years, and she's very pretty. So I think she'd be taken along. But she could play the. She's smart, but she could play her looks. So I'm saying final three. Jack, you're saying
she's first one voted off.
First one vote. I'll just put that. First one voted off. We'll see how that.
Just because of her, I'm going. I'm ageism here. She's young, and they tend to get voted out.
I would agree, but she just has this wiseness about her that I thought was pretty
and
good.
And look who she's most like.
Is it Parvati?
No, Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. That's right, Natalie Tenorelli.
She won.
No. She was with Rob.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
She was not Natalie White.
Sorry.
I'm thinking of the wrong Natalie.
All right. Carl, who are you saying here?
I think absolutely she makes the merge. I think that she might even go all the way to the top five. I don't think that she's top three, but I think that there's a very good chance that she goes really deep because she has that beautiful yet beautiful yet unassuming quality that...
She has a great smile.
Yeah, she does. And she's done a lot. She hiked the base of Kilimanjaro, and she's only 19. So she's...
I did that at Disney World. I waited in line for it. Right?
So I think that her aspirations of being like Nat Tenorelli might be selling herself a little bit short, because that essentially means that she's the one that says that she would like to go to the end as a goat. But okay.
All right. So, Carl, what are you saying?
I think that she is merge.
Merge, okay. All right, next one is Aubrey Bracco, the hipster Facebook manager, or nerd Facebook manager. What are you guys' thoughts here? The video, I was kind of like, I think she's fun, she's quirky. Well, it's going to play into her game, but we'll see.
I love her. I think she's so cool. She's so awesome and nerdy and wonderful. That said, I think she's probably going to be pre-merge.
I feel like she's going to be pre-merge. I feel like just watching her, I feel like she could maybe rub people the wrong way.
Well, I think let's say that Brains goes out first and they're similarly disastrous, right?
Yeah.
You want to keep your people like Barack, Pete Bama, around. You want to keep Debbie around if they're like brawny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Liz and Aubrey, and we haven't really.
I feel like
about
Liz
anymore,
makes
right?
it further. I like Liz a lot.
I like Liz
a
lot too.
She was a potential final three for me.
That's why I think that Aubrey might be the one that's in trouble because
exactly.
she might just be too quirky that she stands out a little too much.
Yep.
That said, I love that her claim to fame is that her name means leader of the elves.
Yes. Jack, what do you think here?
Let's see. She's a social media marketer, right? She works for Facebook, you said?
Well, not works for Facebook. So she runs like a Facebook page for a company.
Oh, okay.
She was the first woman of the year at the New York Daily News. Oh,
if you're social media, her
grandmother was, sorry.
You should know how to relate with different people. That's what I'm trying to think. But you said she's quirky.
Yeah, I just.
Survivor contestant most like love child of Sophie and Cochrane hair of Shambo. Wow. I'm going to say merge. I think she makes it because she's not a threat.
Okay. Merge. All right. So next one up is Jennifer, If I Were a Boy, Lanzetti. She's a construction owner, a bit of a tomboy, but also she says she can be a bit of a princess. Definitely salt of the earth kind of woman. She's actually from Salt Lake City, so I guess that works out. I don't know. Didn't see a lot there that would make me think she would make it to the end.
Oh, I disagree.
You think so?
Oh, my God, yes. I watched her video, and I was like, I think that she is somebody that seems like she could go pretty far.
Okay.
I see why Jay doesn't like her. People that chew with their mouth open is one of the pet peeves.
She hates you, Jay, already.
I know.
But, I mean, her personal claim to fame is she came back to life after endometriosis, cancer, and drug addiction. I mean, that screams Vetus to me, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Drug addiction, but, like...
You can survive all that.
Her inspiration in life is Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Her pet peeves are slow drivers, she gets the word a-holes on her bio, and it's on CBS.com, and it's not like a
no,
star,
it's spelled out.
Yeah, isn't that kind of seems like an intern might have messed
I'm saying
up?
That kind of personality, she will eventually not want to put up with any people's crap, and if you're going to win, you need to have that ability to go with the flow and, you know, absorb the BS, and if you're the type of person that's like doesn't put up with crap, that doesn't lead towards a long life in Survivor, I feel like.
Right, but I think that one of the things that she has going for her, and this is going to sound strange, but she's 38 years old, and I think the older that you get, the better you are at hiding something like that. If she was 23 years old or 18 years old or 25, 28 even, saying that she doesn't handle crap, I think that she might actually be somebody that didn't handle crap.
No, I agree. With age comes patience, except for Jack. But no, I'm kidding. He's gotten a hell of a lot more patient.
I don't know. I really liked her.
Hurry up and finish this.
All right. So I'm going to say merge, but not very far in the merge. Jack, what do you say here?
Well, I'm reading her why she thinks she could win Survivor. She has construction knowledge. She loves to cook, play games. I'm fun to be around, never quit, can fast for days, and I'm a hard worker. I say she makes the merge just on that.
I agree. Merge is there, but again, like, people from construction are a lot of no BS. They don't put up with crap because they can't. They have to be very...
Is she really construction, or is she Tony Vlacco's construction?
She says she owns a construction company. She talked about, you know, the type of personalities that construction people have. So I guess we'll see. Colleen, what do you think here? You're saying she goes far.
I think she does, but for the sake of winning against
this
you guys, I'm going to say pre-merge.
Hold on. Just kidding. So after Jen, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left, and neither you or Jack have said a final three yet.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
So, Carl, you're saying merge?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next up is Anna Kate, Brooklyn poker player, originally from Russia. I really like her. I think poker players is a great skill set that I think adapts well as a survivor.
Didn't we have a poker player didn't do too well?
I don't know.
That was what's
his
name?
She's a poker player.
Rob Mariano won.
Garrett was a poker player.
But Garrett was a kind of a doofus. But I feel,
let's just, are we just going to keep the vote this way?
Guys, just don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't talk to each
other. No, I felt bad for that dude because he obviously was a huge fan.
No, I get a real sense from her and how she talks. She can use her beauty to kind of flirt, but she uses it to her advantage, very poverty-esque, but also very smart, whip smart, and a good people reader. From Russia, so she has this background. She had to kind of put herself, you know, make a life for herself. Nothing was given to her. So I really like her. She's my pick to win it all.
She could be in the Russian mob and maybe break the contestants' legs. Maybe that's why there's so many medevacs.
Yeah, it could be.
Because she's just breaking their legs because they've threatened to vote for her.
But I'm saying definitely a final three for me, and we'll see how that works out.
I need to pick some final threes here. I'll put her in my final three.
You son of a beastie.
Oh, I think she's the one that goes out at four. I think she gets the Kelly Wentworth.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying merge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is Darnell Hamilton going postal with Street Smarts, postal worker from Chicago, City Boy.
So right now, Darnell is the fan favorite on Twitter. They call him King Darnell.
King Darnell. He seems like a great personality. I love his background. You know, he came from kind of nothing and worked his way and, you know, talked about how he did bad in school and really, you know, worked hard and got to where he is now. Like, I appreciate that about him. But does that translate well to survivor play, I guess, would be the question.
Right. I mean, his hobbies are gaining knowledge, fishing, and working out.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes to fish. That's a big deal.
Pet peeves, people who talk too much and habitual liars. So also, I feel like...
Wrong show.
But this is the best. If you could have three things on the island, what would they be and why? Sunglasses so I can hide from the ugly contestants. This or that alone, I feel like I want him to win. Well, no, I want Agent Joe to win, but like I want him to second win.
Yeah, again, he's definitely popular. I don't know how that plays out, you know. Strong personalities. It's usually the more vanilla kind of boring, not boring, but more in the background type people that make it a far way.
That was pretty racist,
though.
That's true.
You had Tony, Wu, Cass, Spencer.
Yeah. It's true. You're absolutely, so it could break not necessarily break the mold, but.
Is he going to be like another postal worker we had recently on the show?
I don't think so. I think Darnell is going to be a much better player than.
Has the same.
Dan Foley.
The name starts
Foley.
The same.
Mr. Foley. I definitely think merge. I still don't know how far I can make it into the merge. So I say merge. Colleen, what do you think? Or Jack, sorry, what do you think?
I'm going to say merge.
I'm having a hard time because I get like, in a way, I get like a Bryce Isaiah vibe. So I'm having a hard time seeing beyond like pre-merge. But he just seems so much fun. Who else is on the Braun tribe? We have him, we have Jennifer, we have Scott, we have Alicia, Sydney. Oh, God, we'll talk about her and Kyle. So when I look at that, like, it's hard for me to pick, like, who would leave because I think there's a lot of potential of just the way that, like, personalities might fall. I'm going to go with pre-merge, but my God, I hope that he also makes it a long way. So you guys both said merge?
I said merge.
Okay, and I'm going to go with pre-merge.
It'd be a bummer if it was pre-merge just because he, King Darnell, I mean, he's like probably the most popular person out of this season.
So far.
Pre-game, most popular. Next up, another person I think could be most popular is Ty Trang.
Oh, I love him!
A NorCal Gardner from Vietnam. Just he seems like has a really good life view, or just, you know, world view. Just seems like he'll be a really fun.
This
a really
is my
fun guy
this
to
is
watch.
My pick to win it all because he's on the beauty tribe and he's bald. So that's my pick.
Generally, there's a lot of like bald people won't, you know, support other bald people. So I, you know,
well, as long as he's not masking it with a fake hair.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the.
So,
you know.
Here's the thing. Here's the person that struck me as such a difference from ice cream owner Neil. Is his personal claim to fame is being a part of the AIDS life cycle ride for the past 13 years, a 545-mile, 7-day camping and biking ride from San Francisco to L.A. to benefit HIV and AIDS services. In total, I've raised over $75,000 for the Los Angeles LGBT Center and San Francisco AIDS Foundation. So he's somebody that's also bragging about a 70-something thousand-dollar number, but in this case, he's talking about how he raised it for other people, and I think that is just so awesome. Like, what a stand-up guy, Ty. Even if you don't make it far, I think that the survivor community is going to make you happen.
Oh yeah, just like he's from Vietnam, so he talks about how he just loves nature. They show him climbing trees and stuff like that. He's a gardener by trade. I feel like he just seems like an amazing person that I would love to like sit down and have a conversation with.
Will he be liked on SurvivorSucks.com?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, how could you not like this dude?
I'm just saying they don't like anybody.
That's very true.
He keeps bees. That's one of his hobbies. Like,
Sucks loves Cass, though, from what I understand.
Because I think she's the creator of it.
I think she actually posts there. She has an account, from what I understand. So I think that they like her because they know that she's going to see it. But anyway.
I feel like he's too likable to have, like, people won't let him get to the end.
Yeah.
Because if he got to the end, I think he would win hands down. So I think he's too likable to get to the end. But I'm definitely going to say he can make the merge, because I'm really looking forward to see how he plays out, because I think he's going to be an awesome cast member. Jack, what do you think here? Merge, pre-merge?
He wins it.
He says
winner.
Well, I'll say final three, because that is the qualifiers here, and I'll put you say winner.
You know how good I am at predicting the winners.
Well, you know, we will pick the winners when we tally the votes after the first episode, or what we think the winners will be. All right, Carl, what do you think here?
This is tough. He's on beauty.
Yep.
I don't know if he's going to fit in with the other beauty, and that is what makes me. That's kind of what worries me.
Yeah.
I
would have loved him on like a Brains or a.
But it might be to his benefit.
Because the pretty people might really like chew each other out.
Right.
It's true, because if they get like catty about their appearance.
Remember,
like,
last time.
A good personable person.
The beauty people didn't get along.
That's true, because we have him, we have Julia, we have Nick, we have Caleb. Caleb might drive them crazy before him. Anna Kate. We have Anna Kate. I think. Michelle, I feel like I've put so many of these beauty people at merge, that I'm going to have to say pre-merge, which is a shame because I think that Ty is going to be awesome TV. I think he might be the Varner of this season.
All right, so let's go Elizabeth Markham, a mathematician beauty. Wickedly smart, apparently, watching Jeff Probst's like preview video, the only person to like get a perfect score on the IQ test that they do for the show.
She's too smart.
So, I mean, that could be a detriment to her game, but, just watching the videos, definitely she was a potential final three for me, ended up not making it, in my final three pick here. But I definitely feel she is a merge.
So Elizabeth is actually a Stephen Fishback recruit.
That's right. I heard about that. Yes. So are you going to say final three for her based on that?
Hell yeah, I am.
All right.
First, can I change my first person voted out?
No, because like every one of them. So Jack, what are you saying here? I say merge.
Problem with people too smart is sometimes they can't relate to people.
A Max type situation.
She's lucky that she's on a tribe with Aubrey.
Yeah.
And let's face it, crazy Debbie leopard girl,
tiger.
Like tiger bathing suit, like if that tiger bathing suit is how she approaches camp life, then I think that there's a very good chance that she might drive people crazy as well. I think Elizabeth's going to have to jump in and align with the right people to make it through, you know, those initial vote offs to a swap. And then she might be able to, you know, play pretty girl and hide for a little while and let, if there's a swap and there's politics from other tribes that haven't been to tribal council yet, then I think that there's a good chance that she might make it by.
That would be her only hope.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say she's a pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay.
And I'm going with final three because I got loyalty.
All right, and final three. So we had everything on that. So we had a merge, pre-merge, and final three.
Also, she spells her name Elizabeth like I love the spelling with an S instead of a Z. So there's points.
All right, Sydney Gillian. this video, I was like, oh, Bonneville, kind of boring. And then she got into how she has these different personalities, one of which she calls herself Storm in this personality. Like it's
Jay was watching, and I was like, oh, you're watching her. And he was like, yeah. I was like, just wait.
Okay, so if, say, she's in this part of the game, she's Storm and not Sydney. Does she get, if they all write down Sydney, she goes, oh, that's not me. I don't have to go.
This could be very entertaining TV. I don't know how long it's going to get her in the game. She looks like totally ripped, could totally kick
she looks
ass,
like she get, but, I get a Jatia vibe from her.
I didn't get that. Like, I didn't get Jatia crazy or anything. I didn't. Even with the multiple personalities, I didn't get that sense.
She's best three words to describe her: opinionated, driven, and disciplined.
Right. She didn't say she's Sasha Fierce.
So people don't like people who are opinionated.
I know. I agree. That's I think she's pre-merged, but I don't think she's going to be like Jatia crazy.
Jatia,
like,
was third voted out from her tribe.
I know, but I'm saying pre-merge, but I don't think she's going to be like.
You're just worried she's going to come over and beat you up.
That too.
I mean,
well, and she's gorgeous too. Like, she's gorgeous.
She should have sometimes,
like, the bodybuilder women, it can come off too masculine, but
no,
she's like
gorgeous.
No, she is
gorgeous. Really pretty in the face too.
What if they say, hey, you're going to vote for Sydney? And the other people are like, wait, you mean, who's that? So, I was going to vote for Storm.
I say she's pre-merge, just based on personality traits and all of them. Jack, what are you saying here?
I think she's final three and four.
With the medevacs, they needed to keep up with, they need to add some contestants in, right?
Right.
So are you seriously saying final three and four?
Final three.
Final three and four and medevacs. All right, Colleen.
I think she's pre-merge. If they need somebody to go, and they're going to look to the woman that's got multiple personalities.
All right, last... And honestly, the one I felt was kind of the most boring out of this is Alicia Holden, who apparently has a bit of crazy going on. We'll see how that plays out. She's on the Braun tribe. Didn't get that sense for, I guess there was some, like, Debbie, who seemed really strong, I thought could have been on Braun. But anywho, we'll see how that plays out.
She might be able to flirt her. She's pretty cute. She's young.
She talked about how she has brains and she can play up the blonde card to her advantage.
So maybe she plays stupid. I'm just saying, maybe she acts stupid.
I mean, again, yeah, but the problem is if you're going to be like kind of the dumb blonde thing, it almost could backfire. Whereas if she just plays the flirty thing, I think that could be in her favor.
I'm just saying to fellow blonde people, she doesn't look buff. I mean, I'm sure she's chiseled. I just have this little tiny picture of her.
Well, in the video, she seemed fairly like normal woman. Like, right. Didn't seem.
But also, she loves pizza, according to her bio. Like, love with capital L-O-V-E.
Well, who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah,
that's true. We were telling Zach today that he's going to be introduced to the Pizza Fridays in Lent now. And it's the best time of the year when you have an excuse to eat pizza every week.
So I'm going to say pre-merge. I didn't see a lot from her.
She said she's most like Cass, though.
Even more really? So, pre-merge. Yeah.
She was the last woman standing, but she also brought chaos.
Well, Cass made it to the...
She did.
You know, both times, so I'm going to say merge.
Okay, merge.
So would you say pre-merge, Jay?
I said pre-merge, and then Carl, what are you saying here?
Well, okay, so who's the other...
You have your final threes right now, Elizabeth.
And that's it. Oh, and maybe Jennifer, right? Or Michelle? Was it Michelle? Oh, it was Michelle, right?
I'm looking through right now. So you only have one final three pick, which is just kind of counter to the... But
oh, I'm going to go with Agent Joseph then.
Hold on. Joe, you said pre-merge for Joe.
I know, but I'm going to change it.
All right.
It's Redemption Island.
All right, so... And
right, he's an FBI agent. If they have Exile Island, he'll be
fine.
But again,
if I was another player, I'm not going to bring the ex-FBI 71-year-old lovable buff old guy. Like, you're going to lose.
Unless he's the one running the show.
That's true. That's true. So, Carl, where are you with Alicia?
So, Alicia is interchangeable with the other one.
Who's the other one?
You know, the 19-year-old, right?
Oh, my one of my final three picks.
What's her name?
Julia.
So, I think that only one of them is going to make it to the end.
Okay.
And since I think that Julia is merge all the way, possibly even final three, I'm going to go with pre-merge for Alicia.
Okay. All right. Well, that is it. And that's our thoughts about the cast previews before we start this new season of Survivor. Very excited to get into this after a season that I definitely really enjoyed. I think a lot of people enjoyed with returning players, but it was their second chance. And having somebody that I picked to win, Jeremy, a player that I really, really liked.
Someone who I picked to win.
I've been a Jeremy fan since his first season, so I was very pumped.
Yeah, I love Jeremy too.
We will see how this plays out with a whole new cast. Again, you never know with a new cast. It could work well or it could be a total disaster.
I'm excited. I think these people are going to bring it.
Well, it's going to be tough because with all the medevac stuff that they said.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Hopefully it's the boring people that get medevac.
Yes.
They get... the people behind the scenes put like a tarantula in their. You got to go. Nobody's smart enough to vote you out.
Oh, man. But yeah, so it should be good. We will be podcasting about the whole season, and you can look forward to our thoughts. And again, we are not the experts in the Survivor world. We're just fans that love the show and love to talk about the show. And each show will bring out our tally the votes, and we'll kind of decide who we think is going home the next week and who is our overall pick to win the game.
Well, wasn't there our patron group? Weren't they doing a Survivor Pool?
They are. The patron group is doing a Survivor Pool. So if you are a patron, and I was going to get to the patron side of the show, you can join that group. If I think it's $5 or more, you get to be a part of the Facebook group, exclusive Facebook group. And if you'd like to become a patron, that's what makes these shows possible. You can do that over at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. Become one of the hundreds of patrons that make the show possible. And I want to call out two specifically, Eckhard Richter and Tack from Tokyo, for contributing at a significant amount, and all of our patrons for making paying the bills, essentially making sure that we can do these podcasts for you.
I accidentally called Tack Zach from Tokyo on the Downton Abbey podcast.
But I
caught myself, though. I corrected it.
We are excited to podcast about this season, and if you guys want to send your feedback in for our first post-episode podcast next week, because it's coming back next week, Wednesday, you can give us a call at 385-309-0311. Call anytime. Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Call anytime. And you can also send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups. /JayandJack group. All right. Until next time, we'll see you guys. Hope you enjoy the first episode, and we're excited to talk about this show.
I'm super
once again, excited. For season 32, Ko Rong.
Don't even say it.
I'm not. What could go wrong? Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.